Once again, we'll try not to be very long. I normally don't reach in my billfold for my sermon. But this morning, I feel like we need to. Our thought is in God we trust. And I wonder, as His people, in what time did we stop trusting God? And so, y'all pray for us this morning that we'd be able to bring this out in a way that would be pleasing unto Him. Got just a little, I don't ever do this, but I wrote down just a little history in God we trust. Benjamin Franklin may have been the first one to write that down in America in 1748. Isaac Watts wrote it. He wrote this in a book in 1785. Mr. Watkinson was a clergy. He suggested adding that phrase to the coins at the beginning of the Civil War to show that the North's cause was under divine protection in 1864. So that's when it was added to the coins. It became the nation's official motto in 1956, and it was first printed on folding money on October 1st, 1957. And I thought it was printed on there before that, but it wasn't. It was first done while Eisenhower was president in 1957. Eisenhower was a man that feared God, and Congress passed it to have that put on all currency in the United States. In God we trust. I want to take for a reading lesson out of the Psalms over here, and if you'll read on your money, you can get it out there on a dollar bill. It says, "In God we trust," right up here. And then over here, it has the all-seeing eye. I've always been told that that represents that God is watching us. And so a lot of things we're going to talk about today will be to do with money. It seems like to me, anytime a nation or God's people get to doing really well and prospering, we start neglecting our trust in God. And I'm just being honest. I'm talking about me, and I figure I'm talking about you too. I don't think I'm the only one. But I want to read this in the Psalms 22. It's a psalm we always use for the things that Christ had to suffer. But these first five verses here, I want to read those and look at the fourth and fifth verse a little closer. But it says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me from the words of my roaring? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season, I am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabits the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted that thou didst deliver them, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered, and they trusted unto thee, and they were not confounded. And that's going to be a reading lesson this morning, and I meant to have you to stand up for that again. I think that's scriptural, and there's nothing wrong with it, but I guess too much things got on my mind. But it said our fathers trusted in thee. And I find in our nation was set up under godly standards. I believe they took the Bible. I believe a whole lot of the way everything we do is done by the way Baptists done business. And so I want to take for just a quick a text, you might say, over here out of the 33rd Psalm and in the 12th verse. It said, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom have God chosen for His own inheritance." And so I want to talk about us a little bit as America, and some of the things I find there that at the beginning of the Civil War, it said that that a clergyman asked that they would put that upon the coins, "In God we trust." I think it was first put on the 2 cent piece, and then later on all the change or the currency in the change part. But I thought about that so much. It said that it would show that the North's divine intervention, God was giving them divine intervention in this war. And I began to think about that, and I thought about, I think there was much more to that than just that. And we know what the war was about, and I don't like talking about those type of things, but it was to do with the South and slavery. And it's no doubt, I believe that clergyman thought about that in a little deeper way. And every time that someone from the South looked at one of those coins during that Civil War, they was reminded, "In God we trust." And the greed that they had had, and the selfishness they had to take men and women and turn them into slaves. For what? That they might gain a little profit, have a little money. I want you to realize it's not much different today how those men was. And it's no doubt when they did get a 2 cent piece and it did come their way, they was reminded that where they should put their trust was in God and not their almighty dollar. And I pray today that I personally, me, Jeff Likens, you can look at this how you want to, that would not put my trust in the things of the world, the money and all the things. It's easy to do that. When we start prospering, I promise you, every time God's people prosper, they end up falling. And I want you to realize how we're in a place now. You want to know what the trouble with America is? It's because we have prospered. God has blessed us in such a way that we have forgotten God, and we no longer trust Him to take care of our homes, take care of our families, take care of our cities, take care of our counties, take care of our states, take care of our nation. We put our trust in all Almighty dollar. And that's where our trust is today. If you want to know the truth, that's where it's at. You can just say what you want. We find that we're supposed to tie in the Bible. We find that Jacob, when he set up that pillar there to God, he said, "I'll give you 10% of everything you give me." I promise you, we should give more than 10% of everything He gives us. But on Sunday, ain't hardly any of us will do that. Why? Why is that? Why do we not trust God with our money? Tell me why. I'll tell you why. Because we got bass boats sitting in our garages. We got new cars sitting in there. We've got a mortgage that's $2,000. If we give 10%, Brother Jeff, I can't afford to make my payments. And if you can't afford to give 10%, really, then don't give it. God will know that, and He knows your heart. He knows you're doing the best you can. You give the best you can. It's going to be hard to explain that to Him when you got a bunch of slaves. When you're a slave to the world, I want you to know we've become to the lender. We've become slaves unto the lender. Well, the bank has become our God. Our credit cards have become our God. All the things that we possess have become our God. He said, "You can't serve God and mammon. You'll hang on to one and let go of the other." I want you to know mammon means riches, wealth. And well, I want you to know they put it right on our money. Why? To remind us every time we try to hold on to that dollar, every time we grip it a little tighter and we won't help our neighbor, that all-seeing eye of God is watching you. And when you hold on to it and you're greed and you covet after that money so much, it says on our God we trust. Are you really trusting God with it? Amen. When He says you need to give this, you need to go help. Has He ever done you that way? He has me. He's told me I need to go over and give somebody a $100 bill. And I'm thinking, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to feed my kids this week. Much less give them a $100 bill. But you cannot afford not to do it. Amen. That's the problem with us today. We're no longer in God we trust. We're not. We're at a point now we trust in the government. There's no telling how many people. There's nothing wrong with getting to hell. But we trust the government to take care of us. We trust our jobs to take care of us. There's a reason Paul told Timothy, and I'm just going to go read it to you instead of just quoting it. The love of money is the root of all evil. Because it is. He wasn't just kidding in that. He wasn't just saying that. He said, they that be rich they'll fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in the destruction and perdition. And for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet after they have erred from the faith and has pierced themselves through with many sorrows. You'll go over here and over in Joshua, and you'll find a man over there named Achan. The Lord had delivered Jericho and the Israel there, and he told them, he said, do not you take the cursed thing. You take that and you bring it unto the house of God. What you find there, but there was a man named Achan. He saw and he coveted after the silver and the gold, and he took and hid it in his tent. He buried it, put it in the ground. And then they went out against the battle against one nation called Ai. And there was Joshua said, there ain't many of them. This ain't going to be nothing to this battle. And he said, you send 2,000 or 3,000 men. And they went and they got whooped. Why did they get whooped? Because they had took the cursed thing. He coveted in that. How many of us today, it may not be dug in the ground somewhere, but I bet all of us has got a little safe somewhere, just something. It may not be nothing but your cookie jar. When I was a boy, I saved up my money one time. I saved enough to buy me, I believe it was a swing set, what I was trying to get. I had a friend, cousin, he talked me into, he said, well, let's have a buried treasure. And I thought that sounded pretty cool. You know, the pirate shows and stuff. We had a buried treasure, and he said, we'll go dig a hole and hide your money, and then we'll have a buried treasure. And I thought, that is a good idea. So we go and dig a hole out there in the barn, and we hide it. And a little while, he said, I got to go home. And his pockets was pooched out like right there. I said, why you got to go home for it? And he said, I just got to go home. I'm going to get on home. And he left, and I thought, my treasure. And he went and got everything I'd saved. He's a little boy. You know, we all have things we want to have and plan for. We got desires. We want our kids to have plenty. There's nothing wrong with that. God wants you to provide. Yeah. He wants you to prosper. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. He wants America to prosper. Why do you think he gave her to us? Amen. And there was men who trusted our forefathers. What did I read to you? He was talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They have trusted in thee. And our forefathers trusted in him. But somewhere along the way, even up to 1957, there was men that trusted in him. That man had lived through the Great Depression. He had seen a time when they didn't have nothing. Absolutely nothing. And he's seen God bring them out of it. He's seen World War II at a time that it looked like we had no hope.
And God brought him out of it. Achan, you know what happened to him? It's called the Valley of Achan because he done what he done. He took the cursed thing. They took him and his family and stoned them. Why? Because he coveted it. He saw it. That's mine. I'm going to take this. And I'm going to provide for my family. He didn't trust what God had said. I want to ask you today. And this ain't all about money. But I want to tell you something, church. The reason our country, reason our counties, reason our cities, reason our states are no longer prospering is because we no longer trust God. We don't trust him with our children. We don't trust him with our money. We don't trust him with our homes. We don't even trust him with our churches. We've got where we feel like we can run them better than he can. You tell me I'm wrong and I'll sit down here and shut up. He is trying his best to take care of us and we no longer trust him. That's the fact of the matter. We tell lost people all the time, trust in him, and we're going about everything. When we get home, everything we discuss and talk about has either got to do with money or something else, and we're not trusting him. In God, we trust. He's watching everything you do. Every time you make a deal, then I hear people say, I bought this off from so-and-so. They didn't know what to have. I got it for $50. It's worth $5,000. Can you believe that? And they're just tickled to death over it, knowing when they done it to their neighbor that they was taking advantage of them. Don't care. Don't care. I'm fixing to make $4,950 off of this. It don't bother me one bit that his family, his kids might be hungry tonight. Did he sell this? He might have knew what he had. Don't you understand? Our greed for money has got to work. We treat our neighbors like they're strangers. Oh, if we can get out of paying a debt, we will. If we can do this or we can do that, we'll do whatever we can to hold on to that dollar. And then we'll ask God to bless us, save our children, bless our nation. I want to tell you, one of these days, we're going to go into a battle just like Joshua and them did against Ai, and we're going to think, we've got this. There ain't no way they can whoop us, and we're going to get whooped. And we're going to end up serving the world that we want to serve. Tell me I'm wrong. You say, well, Brother Jeff, that's Old Testament. They stoned them, they done that in the Old Testament. Sometimes we forget, and we need to be reminded. The early church had all things coming. They took and they gave to the apostles and they distributed. I ain't saying we need to do that today, but I think we should give to the church and let the church distribute it how the church sees fit. We find there's one named Barnabas in the fourth chapter of Acts. He had sold his land. He took the full price and gave it to the apostles. And then in the fifth chapter, it starts off this way. There was a certain man named Ananias with a wife named Sapphira. His wife, now I may not be getting that right, His wife sold a possession and kept back part of the price, and the wife also being privy and brought a certain and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie the Holy Ghost? Keep back that part of the peace of the land. Now, I want you to remember this, all seeing eye and God we trust here. He wasn't lying to Peter and him, he was lying to God. And it said, and whilst it remained, was it yet not thine own? And after was it sold, was it not thy own power? And why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down, gave up the ghost, and great fear come on all that heard these things. And I want you to know, his wife come in afterwards, and she fell down and died also. I want you to realize today, I'm not saying God will kill you if you don't give what you're supposed to, if you don't help your neighbor, if you don't help the church, if you're more interested than your pontoon boat than you are the things of God. I'm not saying that, but I will say this. There'll come a time he will bring it to your remembrance as you hold on to your dollar, as you try to latch on to it, and you think so much of it, you won't let go of it when you know somebody can use it. Some child, you can hand them a dollar and make their day. And by me, you take that dollar. It might mean something to them. There might be somebody over there that absolutely cannot feed their children. And you were the means to help them. And then you say, we trust God over at Hilltop Church. We're going to follow after God. When you see somebody in your own body, and I believe that, you should take care of those within. And then when you have extra, take care of those without. But we should trust God. Amen. With our children. Yep. We took prayer out of our schools. We passed laws with killing babies. And they say, well, how are we going to take care of all these kids? How are we going to take care of all of them? So they passed laws that we don't have to take care of them no more. We just go ahead and abort them while they're in the mother's womb. After he taught us to be fruitful and multiply, is that trusting God? When we give them advice, you can't do this, you're too young, you're the wrong color, you don't have enough money. Is that trusting God? It's going to cost us a dollar. That's why it was put on them coins. Every time them men and on them slaves, they picked up that 2 cent piece and they held on to it and it said, in God, we trust. Quit trying to run the world and trust in God. Greed is why the South failed. I've heard many times, I wish the South would have won. Listen to me. Greed was the problem. And it ain't changed. So when, from the time they said, let's put that on our money, and God we trust. When from the time in 1957 on October 1st, the first folding dollar, and that's what it was a dollar, come out and said on the back of it, in God we trust. You know how long that's been? It's 6 years older than I am. And you may stand up here and say, well, you look pretty old to me. I don't feel that old. Since that time, we have lost our trust in God. That's the truth. Sometimes it's hard to swallow. I want to tell you, it's a whole lot harder to preach. You want to get on a Baptist's nerve, their last nerve. You want to make them mad. You know what I got on my bill for? There's a reason for that. Every time I pull it out, it's wore out, strings out from it, it's tearing. But every time I pull that out, on Sunday mornings when I sit back and I think, I can't afford to give it this week, Lord, I pull it out, there it is, amen, looking right at me. How can you afford not to? I look at it. In God we trust. I'm thankful they got it on the county cars up here now. Oh, I bet it's on your trash truck, ain't it, Kyle? Amen. We should be reminded of it everywhere we go. But you know what we're reminded of more? I went and got me some new tires from my truck. I've been needing some for a while. I got some new caps on that baby out there. It's some of them that's got them little threads on the side and everything. I'm ready for mud now, boy. I shined her all up yesterday. I told Sheila I'm going to drive her to church tomorrow. I was one of y'all got its attention and asked me about it. And that truck out there, that's the kind of things we put our trust in. Now, don't get me wrong, that old truck's paid for. It ought to be. It's got over 300,000 miles on it. Me and it's both about wore out. But you know something? I wash it and I try to take care of it. You know why? Because they gave it to me. Amen. It may not be a 24 model. It may not cost $100,000. But they gave it to me. He's trusting me to take care of that, make it last another 300,000 miles. Because he don't want me to be a slave to a lender. And I know you're a banker, brother, and I'm thankful for y'all. I am. Because if it wasn't people like him, I wouldn't have nothing. I had to go borrow. I didn't have nothing to start with. I went and sat in front of Joe Carter a different time. Me and my wife talked about it. And he sat back and he looked. And he was so serious. And we were scared to death. Every time I don't care if I was borrowing $500 when I left there, I was thinking, this is the biggest loan I've ever took. And that's the way it ought to be. Every time that you go and you borrow money, realize you're fixing to become a slave to the lender. Listen to me, kids. I was told as a child, you'll never have nothing if you don't borrow nothing. I'll tell you, you won't ever have nothing if you don't work. I'll tell you, you won't ever have nothing if you don't trust in God. Let him take care of your home. Pay attention. You ain't got to have the nicest car out there in the parking lot. I'd like to have. Y'all look at her when you go out there. Look at the caps on that baby. $760-something dollars, I can tell you. $764.95 to be exact. And I'll tell you, I held on to that dollar as long as I could. Anybody seen my tires? There was a Marty said the other day, he said, Bud, you're going to have to do something. She's been fussing for a year. We love that dollar, don't we? So when did we stop trusting God? I'll read that to you one more time. Blessed is a nation that has God for their Father. I want to read you. Stand, this time we'll stand up. How about that? Y'all care to? Listen how it starts. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, and thou hearest not, and in the nighttime season, and am I not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted that thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted thee and were not confounded. Our forefathers trusted God. Amen. And God, they trusted. Amen. I want you to tell you something. You'd say back now if you need to. But listen to me. If our kids don't start saying us trust God, He's not going to be a priority in their life. He's not going to be a priority in Macon County. He's not going to be a priority in the United States of America. And He will not be a priority in Hilltop Missionary Baptist Church. So let go of that mighty dollar and let God. He knows how it needs to be spent. He knows where it needs to be gone. Thank you for listening to me. And if you're upset with me, pray for me. But I've got to tell you the truth. If it hurts me and if it hurts you too. Because it will. Nothing will do. If I come here and tell you how good you are every week, it'll never help you one bit. It'll never help you. But if we'll tell you the truth, and if I'll take the truth myself, not just read it, it's a two-edged sword. It cuts that way, and it cuts this way. It will not never help us if we don't take and apply it. That's my thought. Amen. I pray it helps somebody.